Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Matini, Katie Singeneagle. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show. Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia.
I am Waskily Rabbit.
Waskily Rabbit's over there, distracted. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, my friend. So what's new? Your face.
Transformation is in here.
Yeah. It sure is. Like it or not.
Yeah. I would say that was about the most...
That was an understatement, wasn't it?
I said that was going to be the most powerful month of the year, February 20th to March 20th. I mean, that was a...
I didn't believe you, sort of. I sort of did, but didn't. It was also a really magical one, too. A lot of good things happened.
It was. Like I said before, it was all about that czar really facing our shadow side in... it's a big karmic dump and energy transformation. Depending on where the last eclipse there hit in your chart. Eclipse is at 29 Pisces, first time in around 800 years that we've had one at that degree.
Wow.
I feel like a completely different person than what I did a couple weeks ago, let alone a month ago.
Yeah.
So this is all about clearing. This year is kind of, there's three stages to this year. So, and they're not equally divided into 4 month periods, but
mm-hmm.
Okay. So we just had the last of the Uranus Pluto squares and, eclipse, equinox, Saturn station, massive, bizarre solar storm, which doesn't seem to want to end.
Yeah, that's so, kind of weird. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just bizarreness all about. So the first part of this year up through, March 20th has been about clearing out those old destructive shadow parts of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and kind of renewing our energy, getting rid of clutter, whether it be physical, mental, spiritual, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have that eclipse was kind of the punctuation point to the last of the seven Uranus-Pluto squares, which was last Monday night. So now we've got kind of, there's still like fallout and things happening, mm-hmm. from these eclipses in the equinox. So we've got kind of an interesting little period now up through April 16th. We've still got some activity going on here. So the first up through March 20th was all about clearing out old negative patterns. So now we've got a few bumps here. So Mars, I listened to some of the show last night. It was mm-hmm. really good. At one point, David had mentioned that he felt it was time to slow down a little bit and kind of take stock and then get ready to move forward. And that's totally what I'm feeling,
mm-hmm.
is there's, all kinds of fallout, and I'm seeing it in every person I know on the earth underwent a job change or a getting ready to or went through a physical location living change,
mm-hmm.
or a spiritual change or emotional cleansing or something. I don't know anybody who didn't have something big happen in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still have a, so several planets in the sign of Aries, and Aries is a cardinal sign, and cardinal signs want to initiate. So now is a good time to prepare things and get ready to move forward. It's easy to over-initiate right now, but what I'm feeling right now is slow down just a tad. Everything between now and April 4th, which is the next eclipse, these eclipses tend to travel in pairs.
Yeah.
So we just had a solar eclipse. We've got a lunar eclipse on April 4th, and that's it.
Okay.
14 degrees of Libra, so roughly anyone who is a Libra with a birthday around in that October 6th to 8th area, this next eclipse is going to hit on your sun. So
I'll let my son know that. Dante's going to hit on you. He's not here.
So we still have a lot of fire energy out there on March 31st at 10:27 in the evening. Mars is going to slow down. Mars is our aggression, our anger, our instinctual behavior. It's kind of our animal instinctual energetic self. So on March 31st, Mars is going to go from Aries into Taurus. And so that's going to be a big slowdown. Mars in Aries is really good at initiating things. Mars in Taurus, Taurus is a fixed sign, whereas Aries is a cardinal sign, an initiator. So the fixed signs are better at, it moves a lot slower. Things will slow down after March 31st. And so that Taurus energy helps us build permanent, Taurus is an earth sign too. It helps us build things. And it moves slow, but helps us set things in a good, steady foundation. And this Mars and Taurus two-month transit is kind of a precursor for the last third of the year, which it starts on August 11th is when the third big period of this year starts. So this period right now, we've got a little bit more through April 18th, actually, we've still got several events happening. We got Mars entering Taurus on March 31st. April 4th, we have a full moon lunar eclipse at 14 degrees of Libra. Finances. Hmm. Finances are partially ruled by Jupiter. That's one of the. So Jupiter's been retrograde or inward focused for several months now.
Mm-hmm.
So on April 8th, Jupiter finally goes forward. So that should be better for people's finances on the whole. So it'll be at 12 degrees of Leo, and this happens at 12:58 p.m. on April 8th. So things should start loosening up now. So between now and then, I'm slowing down and tying. I feel that there's a lot of big things coming, a lot of good things for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are getting aligned with where they're supposed to be. And we've, you know, cleaned out a bunch of, I feel a lot of people cleaned out a bunch of their muck and whatnot.
Well, it has to make room for the new stuff coming in.
Right.
You can't fill, you know, a cup full of muck with a cup full of joy.
Right, know? Right. So we worked on dumping out the muck, and then with Jupiter going direct and Mars in Taurus there, and as we get into early April, that's going to help us build good foundations. And it's very important that the time between these eclipses, between March 20th and April 4th, it's important to clear out negativity, really visualize and manifest what you want, and to if it's not worth doing, don't do it. If it's something that's important, slow down, take a minute, actually focus your thought and your intention into it, and build a solid foundation so that when things take off here again, we have everything in a good structure, in a good foundation that we can build upon.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And so then on April 16th, we will, and I will be having a conspiracy themed show on one of my shows around that date. And for those of you who know what I'm talking about, that week of April there. But Pluto makes a station. Pluto is going to go retrograde. And then on, so there's going to be lots of big events around there, as there always is that week. And then April 18th, we have a new moon in the sign of Aries. We just had a new moon on Friday. So the next new moon will be on April 18th. And so it's really important, like the next couple weeks, we really focus on what we really want, block out any negative energy, set up solid foundations so that we can move forward. Because Mars being in Taurus, which is an Earth sign, it's kind of a precursor for the last third of the year from August 11th on, when right now we've got tons of fire energy, and that's good for exuberance and being outgoing and creating. And when we get into that last August 11th through all of next year, pretty much, there is a heavy, heavy Earth influence. Jupiter will be moving into Virgo for a year. The nodes, the North Node, will be moving into Virgo for a year and a half. So those Earth signs are really good for building and setting up good foundations, and for being analytical and making sound decisions and putting solid structures to things. Mm-hmm. And so those, and at some point I will be doing a big talk or lecture here in the middle part of the year for people in our age group. If you were born from the early through mid to late 1960s, mm-hmm. It's almost your turn at bat to take the lead on things. And I will...
Because it's us.
That's
part
us.
Of us.
This, you know, and a lot of our lives have been leading up to this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, right, we're very near the time for us to step to the forefront and claim our leadership or our roles or whatever we are meant here to do. And I can give you a whole big list of planetary aspects, but I'm going to do a whole show or a class on it. So that's where we're at right now. Be very mindful of what you create right now, because this stuff is going to start manifesting, and the stuff that happens in this two-week period between these eclipses will manifest in starting in like August and September. We'll start seeing fruition of these things. So I'm really taking time right now to remove clutter, finish projects, any projects that I've been putting off and stuff. I'm like finishing this stuff up, because I can see and feel there's a lot of big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of great opportunities for people.
Right.
So right now I'm just kind of like tightening up the ship and making sure I have things lined up and we're all ready to move forward here.
Yeah.
Things are going to be awesome and very exciting the last part of this year and next year. It's going to be, we've really went through a lot of really difficult, so everyone out there clap for yourselves if you're able to. We've went through a lot of tough stuff the last few years, and a lot of weight and a lot of trauma, a lot of awakening, a lot of deep, intense stuff. And this has been to help us keep raising our vibrational level so that we can be in position to do what we came here to do this lifetime.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm trying to do, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, what I preach, you know. I try to live up to that. So if things are not healthy for me, I'm gonna say it now. You know, I'm not gonna you know, just accept it and put up, you know, I mean, because I find that when I do that, you know, then it's like, then I should be the only one responsible for the feelings I'm having because I didn't say anything. So right. I understand what you're saying with all these energies, and I'm clearing stuff out of my system too, and
right.
you know, things have to shift with every aspect, you know, home, friends, family, you know, parents, you know, just because if you don't, it just builds up. And it builds up and builds up, and the next thing you know, it's kind of like a little earthquake or a volcano. And that's kind of what's happening with the planet right now. A lot of volcanoes and lots of earthquakes. I mean, all over the place. She's just doing her thing.
Right. Well, it's funny. Interesting to note too. Just that eclipse we just had was seen the best over like the Norway, that part of Eastern Europe, and there was just a large plane crash there this morning. I mean, just
yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, these eclipse point, and I think I mentioned somewhere, I don't remember on what show, it was probably my show last Friday, about you know, you have eclipse paths and things happen along these eclipse paths. So that was kind of a negative way that one played out, but on a level, it's, you know, everything happens for a reason. There's no...
Yeah, I agree. Everything has a purpose, higher purpose, and it happens for a reason, and, you know, sometimes we don't know why it happens, and we just have to move along with it and accept it to some degree and say, well, maybe that's just how God wanted it today.
Right.
Maybe that's just the way. But then within that event, we make decisions, you know, how we're going to treat one another, love one another, or just move on and not say anything, so... But last night was a powerful show. David and I were talking, and we're kind of talking similar things where, you know, we've given our power away and not even realized it. We all do it. I mean, everybody does it to some degree. But when you're aware of it, that's when that's when it really bugs you, when you know you've done it. And you're like, wow, why did I do that? No, I'm not going to do that again.
I've been horrible in this lifetime at that. but you're right, it's all about, you know, resentment is a weird thing, because like we kind of, and I am not preaching, I am the worst offender on the earth of this. I have been. It's one of the things I'm trying to change, but yeah, I do things, I go along with things, and I don't say what I'm really thinking or feeling, like you were talking about a minute ago. And then I would end up, you know, angry with people or something. And then, you know, it's like, you know, that's not fair. You can't really, I can't be angry with someone for something when I didn't tell them that, hey, I don't really like that.
Right.
You know, so yeah, some of the responsibility is on me that I need to say things up front. And then if the person goes ahead and does it or whatnot, then you can say, okay, well, that person's not spiritually aligned or they're a jerk right now or whatnot.
Well, just right now. It's not like forever.
Right.
I know that. Because everybody, I think, in their hearts of hearts is usually pretty genuine, pretty good. I mean, there are some cases, but...
right.
Some mass murderer or something, or someone who's in jail, but I'm sure they have love, too. But yeah, I just find that, you know, now it's, you know, within the shifting point that I'm feeling and the things that are going through my heart, and I'm just like, I can't allow that stuff anymore. And so how do you do that? Well, you change your outlook, you change your perspective, you do something different. You become very random, or you just go off and, you know, break away from the bunch a little bit for some time. And you know, if you have a family, you have kids, and they're little birds going me 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 me, you know, they want everything. That doesn't change when they get older.
Right.
And that's just a heads up for those of you who have little ones up there. So you just have to learn how to navigate in new waters, and they come pretty quick and fast. And, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, that's something else that I've, you know, something that I've had an issue with over, you know, over part of my adult life that I had to come to the, and I see other people that have this issue sometimes too, but it's like when we feel the need or the urge to do something, you know, sometimes I would forget that, hey, that person's, you know, on an astrological level, I think, hey, that, you know, I'd have to remember that person's not having the same transits as I am, or that person's not in the same place as I am, and I don't, you know, I don't ever want to give the impression that I'm this great evolved spiritual master. Just, you know, maybe I've worked on.
I thought you were.
I just, you know, we've all worked on different areas of our life at different times.
Yeah.
And so some, well, one person may be feeling really outgoing, another person may feel really introverted, or one person may need to work on their home life while someone else needs to work on their career. And so there's, you know, we all have different things going on at once. So that's just something that's always maybe helped me have a little bit of patience and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is just knowing that everyone's on a different part of their journey and our roads cross a lot and stuff. But sometimes, yeah, like I said, sometimes people have to go do something else for a little bit, or they're working on something else.
I've had to do that. I've had to remove myself from time to time. Sometimes I don't necessarily say, hey, I'm removing myself.
Right.
You just do it, you know.
You're not like necessarily aware of it at the time.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's a good point, too, because it just happens. But, you know, I'm feeling going into good space now, good places, and the energy's feeling a little better.
Yeah.
I had to write a letter to the seasons yesterday. You see my post?
I saw that. That was...
I was just like, man.
That was very good.
I was like, are you kidding me? Because I was going to work on the roof.
Oh.
Work on a project with my dad. And I go, I look at the weather forecast. Chance of snow. I'm like, what? So let me have a talk with my sister. and, yeah.
Yeah, and to me, that was kind of a reminder to, like, that was a slow down thing. Same thing with all these, the solar storm and stuff. It kind of, those things kind of zap my, I'm really attuned to those things. They really like kind of zap my energy. And so that was kind of a reminder of me to like, okay, I've got all these things flowing and going now. It was kind of like, you know, hold your horses, little mister.
Little mister.
Yeah, make sure you got everything lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're communicating what you want to communicate. And, you know, just take a little bit of slow down, and anything that's worth doing right now is worth doing well. And so, yeah, I took that as just a little. So, I mean, because I would, you know, I'd rather it just stay cold. I don't like winter really, but I'd stay cold and snowy until it's done, and then I don't like this.
When's it done?
And then snow.
I know.
I mean, it's supposed to be like 70 tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Cool. I mean, it was freezing yesterday. We got a fair amount of snow. You know, after that beautiful weekend we had where, you know, we lucked out Saturday because it was supposed to rain on us Saturday at Shrum Mound, and it didn't.
Yeah, we pulled good energy there.
But my body doesn't like the extreme temperature and weather shifts that close together.
Yeah, it's no fun. But, you know, it always comes.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to squeak by this year, but I was like, nope.
You get a little teaser, and then it.
Well, it's been a hard winter, man.
It has been.
I mean, they start so much earlier now than they used to. I remember as a kid, you know, in November it snowed, la la la. It was fall was fall, summer was summer, you know, spring was spring, winters were long, and you could expect certain things to happen during the winter, but. Now it's like, you know, it's almost like we go into spring. Spring gets warm, but then we miss like summer, then we're right into fall. Like we have weird patterns now.
Mm-hmm.
Our seasonal patterns are really different.
Yes, very, very, very from when I was growing up.
Yeah. So let's take a little break.
Okay.
And we'll come right back and keep going on with the show.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com.
Welcome back to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe. I'm Miggy Garcia. I'm here with Mark Matheny. We are live in my basement. And then Susie QT is in the house. We want to say hi to her.
Hi, Susie.
And she says communication is so important to our personal relationships. I agree with her.
Yep.
And she also says spring cleaning needs to happen, even though I don't always like to do it.
That's funny. She said, it's funny she says that because I was going to bring that up in a minute. I have this weird thing. I'm not anti-cleaning or anything. I used to not really like to do it that much, but I found, as I paid attention to things, I've noticed that whenever I undergo, like, you know, emotional or spiritual or mental cleaning, that, like, it also, it plays itself out physically. So like after Sunday, I stayed in and watched basketball for most of the day, and I felt I had processed all this, a lot of like spiritual and emotional stuff. And I started feng shuiing my apartment and rearranging my crystals, and I set my drums up in my apartment, and I, you know, removed clutter, and I cleaned the litter box and under the sinks, and cleaned the bathroom and the kitchen and back. I mean, I felt this tremendous need to, like, you know, it's kind of funny, like, even put a lot of physical stuff around this, you know, kind of hoard physical stuff, but then when we clean out our spiritual, mental stuff, I started noticing that, like, I always go on a cleaning spree because I start feeling uncluttered emotionally or mentally, and then I also want to unclutter and change the energy in my physical 3D environment around me.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of the all day Sunday. I mean, I cleaned and reorganized and removed clutter, and I'm, you know, feng shuiing my apartment better, just moving all kinds of stuff around, and it's like I kind of had the need to feel the 3D energy around me shift, like the energy inside of me had shift. So I've been working on all kinds of stuff and cleaning and organizing and, you know, recharging my crystals and, you know, I've really felt the need to do that the last few days. And it's kind of, and it feels good too, because it's kind of I normally clean anyway. Yeah. I'm not a dirty person, but
dirty Mark.
Right. But I've really felt this, like, crazy about it the last few days. I've been like, you walk by stuff every day and like, oh, I should file that, or that should go. I should reorganize my books, or I should. And it's like I've been doing that the last. I wanted to see a physical playing out of like all the internal shifts and stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Spring cleaning. That's what they call it. Spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm. And so, right, because it's March 20th, 21st is always the equinox, or the 19th sometimes, as always the equinox, and that's, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of the zodiac. It's like the wheel, it's the new year. So this is the,
this is the official.
This is really the start of the new. Okay, so.
Go ahead.
Okay, so a lot of people do New Year's resolutions and stuff. This is a, I don't do New Year's resolutions because there is nothing significant about January 1st other than...
It's cold as hell.
it's the middle degrees of Capricorn or what. I mean, it's not... and it's not, there's not an equinox on January 1st. There's not, I mean, once in a while there is something significant. A few years ago there was like a Jupiter station on New Year's. So sometimes there's planetary stuff that happens on January 1st, just like on any other day. But, you know, to me, kind of like the New Year always makes more sense to start it on like an equinox or something, because that energy is there, that, you know, Aries is the beginning of life. It's the beginning of, it's where the first house traditionally starts in the zodiac wheel. So to me,
so now I can make more better plans, huh?
Yes, yes. So that's more when I tend to make changes and stuff. I mean, there's, you know, the only indicator of change on January 1st is, you know, you have to put your new calendar up.
Yeah.
So there's that's why I think a lot of people's New Year's resolutions don't work, because it's
sense.
Not there's no energy behind it. There's no.
Maybe we should start a new movement.
I'm right there.
Yeah. You know, life will break you. You know, that's what happens.
Yep.
Life will test you and put you in situations, and it'll say, hey, let's see how you're going to respond to this. And nobody can protect you from it.
Right. I guess as soon as you think you've got it all figured out, that's when you got to find out how dumb you are.
Yeah, I mean, that happens. I mean, I've been there, you know. You know, life is it's a lesson after lesson after lesson. And, you know, but within those lessons are beautiful things, though, you know, when you start to look for them. Sometimes you get thrown into solitude, you know, by working on the things that you need to work on. Like if, you know, you think you've done something and it didn't work out a certain way, maybe it did work out. Maybe it did work out to its advantage. Sometimes we discount that anger, fear, and, you know, impatience is not a good thing. But, you know, you learn from that very quickly that you can't always open your mouth. And I've been there and I've done this, and then expect anybody to feel that it's okay, you know. And you learn that as you get older. You know, you learn there's some things you have to keep to yourself, and some things you have to process internally and process in solitude. Because if you don't, not everybody, like you said earlier, you mentioned this earlier. Excuse me. You everybody's at a different station. Everybody's in a different place. Everybody's processing differently. Everybody's some people are over here and some people are over there. And to assume that everybody should accept you for the way you are, they should, but they don't need your shit. You know, I'll be honest with you.
Right.
You know, no one deserves my shit. Like if I'm in a foul mood, I should be able to say, okay, you know, I'm in a foul mood. You know, I should recognize the signs and say, I'm gonna step back, because Mark doesn't deserve it. This person doesn't deserve it. You know, the people in my life don't deserve it. But sometimes we're reaching out too, and I get that. But I'm not one to really reach out like that. I'm not. I when I'm having issues, I go and look for certain people that I can counsel with and work with, because it's just much better. Because when I get mad, I get angry at something. I tend to become very like a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me. Go over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please stay away from me, because you know I don't really want to engage with you right now. I don't have nothing wrong with you. I just, it's me.
Right.
And so it took me a while to learn how to do that, how to fight fair, you know. How to fight fair. How do you fight fair? If you're going to fight with somebody, you're going to be angry with somebody, how do you fight fair with them? Well, you have to have empathy, number one. Empathy's hard, because people confuse empathy with sympathy, and they feel sorry for people. I don't feel sorry for anybody, because I know, you know what, nobody feels sorry for me.
Right.
And that seems as harsh as, that may seem really harsh, but I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me, because that's not usually what people are asking for. They're not asking for you to feel sorry for them. They're asking for you to give them an empathetic shoulder and just kind of try to understand that maybe they're just not in the place. And, you know, that's hard for people. That's hard for me, too. Even today, it's still hard, because we're a fix-it society. We want to fix people. We want people to be okay. No one should be sad. But being sad or being angry or being extremely in highs are part of being a human being.
Right. I mean, I've had some, you know, some of the clearing out stuff I've done last month, and especially the last, you know, 2 weeks or whatever. I mean, I've been very childish at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't, you know, I don't like admitting that because I don't like acting that way. But I knew that there was some, I had to get back at that point. There was some wounds or some issues that I had not dealt with properly.
Right.
And, you know, everyone in our, you know, in our tribe here is pretty,
well, we're not excluded. We're not excluded from all the crap coming down from the skies.
Right. I mean, we're all pretty spiritually into it and on stuff. But sometimes it's, you know, you can get stuck in your head. And sometimes to really get in there and clear out some of that deep, dark stuff, you have to get back to the feelings or the emotions that you experienced when that wound was created. You have to get back down in there. You have to reach your hand back down into the muck to get in there and you know, and dig that thing out and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I've been, like, shocked at some of my reactions to things in the last, I'm like, wow, that was really childish. Where did that come from? But I had to get back to that place. I couldn't think myself out of it. I couldn't, you know, just wish, you know, some feelings and stuff away. I had to get back to that spot and kind of feel that again, and, you know, then play out that scenario different or realize what I should have done in certain situations and whatnot.
Well, a friend of mine posted, Jenny posted, she goes, I'm going to write a book titled How to Live with a Drug Addict. Don't. So that's good advice. I mean, that's like powerful in that statement.
Yes.
Just like that. I'm like, okay, wow. You know, that's.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't. Intense. But, you know, it is what it is. We move on. We move forward. And, hopefully it molds you and puts you in a position where, you know, you can move along. I know one of the biggest things that I used to do, and probably still do a little bit, because I've been corrected on this, and by people who are close to me, and is when there's an issue and there's a problem, and I process very different than a lot of people to begin with. Like everything's going like helter-skelter crazy, and then all of a sudden I'm over it. Per se, I'm like, okay, it's done, and everybody's still processing.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, let's go to the park. No, we're not going to the park because you piss me off, you know.
Right.
You know, are you okay? You know, it's like, you know, it's something I had to learn, and still learning. I'm still learning that just because you're okay and you've processed and you work through your drudge or whatever you want to call it, that not everybody else may not be quite ready to move through it, and that's been one of my biggest challenges, especially in my family life, that, you know, that when everybody's upset, they're still going through that, you know.
Right.
You're going through their head, what happened, what's going on. I tend to have this, well, okay, I did that, I'm done, I'm sorry, let's move forward. I won't do it again, but probably I'm sure I did it again.
Right.
At some degree. So people don't understand, and I guess that's where I would want to be understood, too, that, well, okay, maybe Iggy processes it that way. Maybe he does move forward through things. Or maybe he's sleeping. Maybe, you know, at least there's questions open to, you know, maybe is he okay or whatever. But, yeah, but I notice that about me sometimes. I get in that place where everybody else is upset, angry, and then all of a sudden I'm like, why is everybody all upset about, you know? It's just how I work. It's just how I don't know. But I'm learning to listen, and I'm learning to be, to create healthy limits and boundaries, like I tell people on other shows. And that's been hard because...
Oh, I've been terrible at boundaries.
Yeah, that's been hard for me because, you know, I really genuinely want to give people a chance, and I want to give people an opportunity because maybe they're feeling the way they are. But when you start to feel bad, when you don't feel good, when you don't feel like it was a good exchange and it was, you know, and it pierced you, when it pierces me, that's how I know it wasn't me, but that I have to do something so I don't feel that way again. And so sometimes it can be very harsh and very cut and dry and like, you know, you go, but I'll be over here, you know, but it doesn't mean we're not friends or whatever. or you're not my spouse, or whatever, you know. But I just find that when it hurts, when it feels like hurt inside of me, then I know it's real. Because I put up with a lot of stuff and it doesn't bother me. A lot of things don't bother me, but there are certain things that, you know, just trigger certain people in a certain way. You know, and the biggest thing is being ignored for me. Being ignored. Being ignored is huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too. If I feel like I'm...
I would rather be yelled at.
Not right. If I feel like I'm not being heard, that's kind of a trigger for me. So I guess there's times in my life where I feel that I was not heard.
Mm-hmm.
With things. And so, you know, too, and then on one level, too, maybe it was, I have to look, was I expressing my thoughts or my feelings correctly? Or was I, you know, sometimes I found that, like, oh, crap, I was thinking all that stuff, but I don't know if I really said it to anyone. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes there's just people that are, right, they don't hear you, and you have to, and it does, and it gets frustrating if you feel you have to repeat the same things over and over again.
And that's why communication is important. I mean, you should be able to say, hey, you know what, I'm not feeling like this today or whatever, instead of lashing out. You know, I've lashed out, many people have lashed out at me, you know, so it's not nothing new. I mean, we're not talking about anything new here. It's just build up, you know, with the intense, you know, astrological events that we've been having, all that stuff just builds up even more. But I take full responsibility for whatever I do. That's one thing I've learned to do, because that gets me through it. If I take responsibility for what I've done, you know, and what I may have not done, what may have not seen and done, then, you know, I understand that, you know, okay, well, maybe Iggy, maybe just because you're funny and good-lucky guy or whatever, you know, people they don't put into an equation that, you know, I also have, like, the serious side.
Right.
And then when they see my serious side, they mistake that for being a jerk or an ass or whatever. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I have to be, you know, that choleric. I have to be very, you know, this project needs to get done.
Right.
You know, this has to happen.
Right.
You know, and we can have fun along the way. But it shocks people sometimes when I work with them or if they read something on my Facebook post. It's like, for them, it looks like it's out of character for me. Well, it's not that I'm out of character. I also have many sides of myself that, you know,
right.
I have that don't necessarily have to project all the time of who I am. And sometimes I feel this way. I posted a lot of things last week, you know, about being an illegal alien and immigrating to this country, you know, and it really hurts me when I see people say, well, we're going to put a wall up in Mexico and keep all those Mexicans out. You know, I know that America wants to control borders and stuff. I get that. You know, it's not that. It's just the way it's projected.
Right.
It's the way. It's not me trying to infringe on somebody's freedom of speech. It's just, you know, what they're actually saying underneath the undertones that, you know, especially when they're your friends, especially when they're people you know, that it surprises you that they would act that way, you know?
Right.
And it blew me away. So I was pissed off and I wrote about it.
Right. And, you know, and I think, too, some of that is projection as to...
For me, freedom of speech is not taking somebody else's words and then making them yours.
Right.
You know, freedom of speech is when you take someone's words and rewrite them into your being, you know?
Right.
You know, that's the way I look at it.
Right.
Just because some idiot senator wants to put a wall up doesn't mean you have to agree with every aspect of what he says.
Right. And even a lot of the people that I follow... You know, just even, you know, on the spiritual level, on the astrological level, on the political level,
mm-hmm.
I don't, there's not many people that, you know, there's probably, okay, no one, everyone that I agree with 100% on
things.
No,
absolutely.
And it's like, you know, I think I am, my belief system is very much a buffet of.
You're talking about food now.
Yeah. It's very much a.
The show's over.
At lunchtime. Got to feed the spirit and the mind. Sometimes you got to feed the belly too. But I'm very much a kind of weird conglomeration of different. I was even talking about that last night. Like my diet is bizarre. I mean, I have a lot of things that I'm very finicky.
Yeah, you remind me of a cat.
About food on some levels, I'm very cat-like. And then on other levels, I'm like I'm just very, very simple on things, and so it's like it is. I'm probably hard for a lot of people to get a read on, because I'm this, you know, I'm 12% astrology and 8% sports statistician and 5%, you know, and you know, I'm weird conglomeration of different things. So I'm sure I'm probably in an enigma to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
Into science as well.
No, but I like a lot of things you like more, probably more than you are aware of. I just don't like talk about it as much, or when the opportunity comes up, I'll say stuff. And I think sometimes you're surprised.
Yeah.
With the things that I can dialogue with you, because there's things that I don't show all my cards.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I play good poker hand.
Right. Because I managed a video store for 10 years. I went to a...
I might have seen you.
Yeah. I went to a...
Not in the back room.
Right. Not that I got everybody else. You know, I went to a Christian school for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have been teaching and studying astrology for 22 years. I've been working on doing statistics and research for, you know, TV and radio sports events for 28 years. I have this weird, you know, I worked in international shipping for 15 years. I mean, I'm this really weird conglomeration of just odd and weird stuff that I had this discussion last night too. It's like I do all these weird different things. It's like I don't think anybody really, even in my, you know, in my corporate job, the last couple I had, it's like people knew that I handled the export shipments, but they really had no idea what I do. People know I'm an astrologer, but I don't think they really have any idea what I do.
Well, I met you when you were an astrologer corporate worker, I remember.
Right. And you know, I've been a professional sports statistician for a long time, and a lot of people don't know really what that entails.
Yeah.
So I have, you know, my niche is all the weird little pockets and niches that very few other people know about or do, and I'm this conglomeration of these different, weird, seemingly, you know, odd things. I spent a large part of my 20s, I had like 10 friends that are in bands around Columbus. So I was a music guru. I wrote for a music and arts magazine.
Wow.
I've been in Columbus Monthly they did an article on the televised sporting events I worked on.
That's awesome.
You know, I've met lots of big rock stars and stuff writing for that magazine. And
that's fantastic.
You know,
I wasn't aware.
I've met two or three people that have run for president. I mean, I have all these.
You met a guy who ran for Congress.
That's right. I mean, I've had a very eclectic. I just tend to.
That's really good. That's something that you could, you know, hang your hat on, and you can write a book about, and write a blog about, and you know, someday when you feel like the need to. But that's cool. I wasn't aware of that.
Right. I mean, I've met Ozzy Osbourne, Pearl Jam, Ralph Nader, Dennis Kucinich. I've done all these like really weird. You just don't know where I'll turn up. I mean, there's some days during the fall that I'm on radio or TV almost.
That's awesome.
Every day, you know, something I have touched is on the radio or TV almost every day of the week. Some period.
I'm going to be cast in a new movie. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's a new edition of the Wizard of Oz movie. But I'm like you. I know what you're saying. I've done a lot of things that people aren't aware of as well. That the list goes on and on. But it's cool to know that, because that's kind of the history. That's how you learn about people. And you get to learn about them as you get to know them. And most people don't say, "Oh yeah, I did this and I did that." La la. You know, you don't do that usually. But as we get to know each other, because we're still getting to know each other,
absolutely,
you know, and
absolutely.
You know, those are cool stories I'd like to sit and talk to you sometime about, because I find that very interesting. It's always known, because sometimes people who are in higher positions, we think they're different. They're really not. You know, they're very much like us in many extremes, except they had a passion, a dream that carried them just a little bit further, you know, and are willing to do the work that was necessary to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
And had just, but was in the right place at the right time. It's kind of like us. When we're in the right place at the right time, things are beautiful and it's amazing.
I mean, just, you know, just a funny, like, misconception thing I had. I did not go to college. Mm-hmm. The last job, I thought everybody thought I'd went to college. I didn't. I mean, I never put it on. I mean, it wasn't. I don't mean it was like a HR thing where like I lied about anything. I mean, I didn't put it on my resume. But everybody I worked with, I thought I went to school. But I never went to college. I don't. I guess I don't have the patience. I find some, and this mm-hmm. is the Pisces Scorpio side of me. When I find something, I don't really have patience. When I find mm-hmm. something that I'm into, I like delve into and totally immerse myself into something mm-hmm. and like become it for a while, and that's how I take on and learn things. Is I become.
Sagittarians do that too, because I do that too.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of Scorpio energy too. Yeah. All of us in our little core group have.
Like, I'll find a little project and I'll just dwell in there for a while.
You guys, what we're gonna do a little. We've talked about having a little astrology party here with our local, because I'm trying to help them keep up so they can, you know, follow my show and what I'm talking mm-hmm. about and stuff here. So I've already done a comparison thing with all of our charts. I've got copies of all of the people in our little group.
Oh,
and
cool.
At some point here, we're going to do a little astrology thing. And you guys are going to be amazed when I show you the connections. Even though we all are different signs and mm-hmm. born at different times and born in different places, you will be amazed when you see all the connections between our charts and how they play out with. I mean, my chart connects with David's on some levels.
Okay.
And your chart and Adriana's chart and Katie's chart and my chart all mm-hmm. connect on certain levels. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's you'll be amazed when you see all the different connections and how those play out from, you know, all of us from very different. I mean, you were born in Peru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm completely opposite of all you guys.
Right.
The furthest, you know.
I was born in Ohio. David was born in Alaska.
Yeah, he's the other extreme.
Right. And, you know, Adriana was born in another state, and we're all different sun signs and stuff.
Yeah.
But when you see all the spots mm-hmm. where our charts connect, it's amazing.
The return of the nodes.
Yes,
the node strikes back. I was thinking about that the whole time we were on the show, thinking about like some catchy names for like Star Wars names, you know.
Right.
Return of the node.
Look, I am your node.
Yes. I am your Jupiter to your Saturn. That's funny. Do not moon on me. Mark. We have too much fun on these shows.
Oh, yes, more fun than should be allowed by humans.
Yeah, and then Wednesday tomorrow, Adriana has her show.
Yes.
The Lion's Lair.
The Lion's Lair.
She'll be stepping into the world of poltergeists and her stories of poltergeists and the different aspects. I don't know exactly how the show's going to flow, since I'm just the co-host. You know, I'm not privy to all the information. But I get to at least know that it's about poltergeists. I have to do my homework, too.
Yes.
But I probably won't have to do anything.
I was talking to her the other day about her show. Sounds like it's going to be very, very good, very interesting.
The bells are ringing.
And she got great ratings on her first show.
Yeah, yeah. She'll probably get great ratings again.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to hear what someone they don't really know and the topics. We don't come in with topics.
I tell her she's a closet Pisces, because she has she's very mysterious, and she has a lot of Pisces energy in her chart. So I always make fun of her. I call her tell her she's a closet Pisces.
Is she an enigma too?
She is an enigma.
No one knows who she really is.
International Woman of Mystery.
Yes. There you go. In two words. Three words.
Adriana Arts, International Woman of
So that's that show's at 6. And then your show, Thursday is, Throwback Thursday with Spontaneous Spirit Talk. And the, that's why it's called Spontaneous Spirit Talk, because we don't know what we're going to be talking about.
Right. Hence the spontaneous part.
Yes. The throwbacks, we do a Throwback Thursday show. So we'll pick our archived show and play it anywhere from 2008 to 2015, whatever we... I just spin the wheel, and wherever it lands, we pick it. And then Friday, we do your show.
Yep, and Kim Rogers will be my guest. She writes the Sun Sign books for Llewellyn, which is the leading metaphysical book publisher. And she also does write-ups for some of her calendars, and she's got a couple great books out, and she's gracious enough to... come on with me once a month normally. And then I have some other really good guests in the cooker here for the next month. I just got to finish setting the dates and stuff with them, and I'll post them on my page.
And your show's at 11 a.m.
It's at 11 on Wednesday.
And then we have Mud to Midnight. Yep, he'll be talking about his toe with mud on it. And his, he should tell a story about that. That's a pretty cool story. And then we finish the weekend this week with Siege, Gary Heron, into the looking, the crystal ball, into the crystal ball. He's giving his readings. So I'm kind of excited about that. He's actually going to be in the studio. He's coming.
Oh, awesome.
So it should be a lot of fun to have him here as he gives his reads and stuff. So, and then we come back around Monday, and we're back with Iggy and Friends on Monday, and doing our show and doing our thing, and hopefully it'll be sunny.
I think it's supposed to be warm up quite a bit tomorrow. And I will have my second astrology meetup at the new Mystic... Let me rephrase that. March astrology meetup at the new Mystic Nirvana on South State Street in Westerville is this Saturday. It's mm-hmm. the second one at the new location. I've been doing it for 6 years, since November of 2009.
Good.
So that's doing. Had a tremendous turnout last time. Had a really good turnout for my lecture at the Gift of Light Expo, too.
Good.
So things building and looking up.
Yeah, things are shifting out there, folks, and we just want you to be patient. And just, you know, take it day by day, little by little. And, you know, things will level out. You'll get back on track. There's a lot of beautiful things going on, a lot of beautiful people to meet, a lot of beautiful things to experience. And you'll just be surprised, you know, when you open up your heart in the right way to people, what you're going to get back. I'm a true believer, you get back exactly what you put out. I mean, so I've been getting some good stuff and been getting some crazy stuff. And so I'm good. You know what? I'm sending it right back. That's one thing that's going to happen. If you're gonna test me like that, well, you know, I'm going to test you too. If you're going to love me like that, I'm going to love you back. You know, if you're going to hug me, I'm going to hug you back, you know. So it's just going to be that way. I'm not going to be play this passive aggressive role with anyone or anything or any situation. You know, I had to learn that lesson with my father. You know, it was a big, huge lesson I had to learn over the years. But we're much better now. We're in a better, much better place now than we probably used to be. He canceled the drum circles at the restaurant to once a month because he also has to have healthy limits and boundaries.
Right.
You know, with his business and support, and you know, cost him more to open it.
Right.
You know, but you know, he wanted to get us to the winner, and he did that. So I want to give a shout out to my dad,
right,
in appreciation for that.
Right.
We appreciate
Poppy opening.
So we'll do it once a month. The next one's April 25th. So we have opportunities to do other things outside or whatever, or do other projects, you know, that we just weren't able to do because we felt like we had to go to drum circle.
Right. Well, right too.
And I can come to your meetup now.
Right.
I've been wanting to come, you know, honestly, you know, and
awesome.
So I'll be there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have an excuse now.
And so, yeah, so that'd be awesome. I'd love to see you guys up there. Yeah, and Tuesday, you know, maybe we'll pop up with some spontaneous outdoor drum circles, too, when the mood hits us. And
I'm not going to force the hand. I'm just going to flow with it, because I find sometimes when you make all these plans and you make all these, you know, arrangements, and then for some reason, you know, things happen, and then people take it serious, you know, wrong or right, you know.
Right.
We've had situations in our own little group where people misunderstood And you know, I'm not gonna lie about it. That's just what happens in people's groups, as
right.
big a group as we have,
right?
With people,
right.
And you know, people sometimes forget. You know, sometimes move forward. Sometimes people just want to be with certain people,
right?
You know, and that's normal. That's normal behavior.
Right. Right. Yeah. Because I mean, it's like, you know, I think everybody had. Last month, I know everyone's been undergoing a lot of change and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. sometimes, yeah, I mean, there's periods where it's hard to make events and stuff like that. And even though, you know, when I can't make something, you know, I'm with you guys in spirit. And I wonder
oh,
what's
absolutely.
Going on. I know you guys are having fun and, you know.
Absolutely.
But sometimes you have to juggle.
There's times you guys go off and do crazy shit, you know, and
right.
I'm like, do it. I mean, I remember when I was in the restaurant, when I had the restaurant.
Right.
How many things I missed.
Right.
And how many things that I wanted to be part of. But you know what? I had responsibility.
Right.
You know, I had things I had to do and things I had places, someplace I needed else to be. And so it wasn't like no one wanted me to be there. It's just, that's just, I mean, wasn't the moment.
Right. And then those things are more special when you do get to do them.
Oh, yeah. You should look at it that way.
Yes.
It should be. Because when we are together, we should think of it as like this great thing.
Awesome. Right.
You know, if you're with 10 people, fine. If you're with one person, magic happens, you know, in any situation. You know? It's how you receive it.
Right.
You receive it with love, kindness, and hope, and peace. And you just, you absorb it, you take it in, you hug it, you love it, you squeeze it, you caress it in that moment. And you just, you go into this passionate whirlwind of love, you know, you just take it. You know, you have to be able to be open to receive. You know, sometimes we don't get the things we want because we're not open to receive it.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
You know? But when you're open to receive it, it's amazing. Your heart knows. You know, you just know.
Absolutely. And it's funny, too. It's like I always thought I was very spiritually open and stuff like that, but I did not. Just in the last several months, I've just found that I have like some energetic skills and some energetic gifts that I was not aware of
mm-hmm.
until, you know, I've talked to people and found through talking, you know, can do this energy, this, you know, mind this kind of stuff and what, and I tried, wow, maybe I've always been able to do that, but I just wasn't open at the time.
What? Before
you're done.
Right. Is that
right.
You, Mark? Are you back there?
Right. I same thing with, like, you know, crystals and rocks and
mm-hmm.
stuff. It's like I've never gotten into that stuff and into the. It's like, okay, yeah, it's a pretty rock and whatnot and everything. But I'll tell you what, like the last 6 months or something, it's like I've started playing with the energies of these, you know, and it's like, wow, I was not nearly as open or as smart as I thought I was before. And I'm sure 3 months from now, I'm going to, man, 3 months ago, I was an idiot. And, you know, it just, the
good.
More you open
yeah.
up things.
I'm the same way. And I'm just learning that I got a lot to learn.
You're right.
A lot
right.
to learn about myself. And I have a lot to learn about where I think I am versus where I have been. And, you know, it's been an awakening how I duped myself. Into
oh,
certain situations
right.
and certain things, and you know, and then now you're like, well, I don't want to do this because I might, you know, you have to be really cautious because you don't want to be so extremist either,
right?
You know, and I don't want to become an extremist. Well, I'm going to put healthy limits amount on everybody. Next thing you know, I'm in a little cubicle by myself, you know.
Right.
I don't want that. That's something I don't want to do, and that's easy to do because then you become resentful and hateful, and you're like, wow, I've been there,
right? Oh, me too. I know sometimes I start thinking I'm really spiritually evolved and really smart, and that lasts usually about 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And then
I'm the most evolved person I know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so about 3 minutes later, I'm like, oh, boy, I'm just... And, you know, it's good to set goals and to have goals and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but as far as the, you know... Our 3D reality here, and even, you know, our spiritual reality, and stuff. It's like, you know, everything is you're never done with anything.
You know,
you're
never
done.
I embrace.
Everything is a work in progress.
Yes.
All of life is a work in
Absolutely.
Progress.
Absolutely. You know, and I embrace my flaws. I accept them, you know. Because you know what? I don't want to be perfect, personally. I would rather learn as I go. Because if I was perfect, then I have nothing to learn.
Right. And I'll tell you another big lesson I've learned is... I learned so much more by my mistakes than...
Oh, yeah.
Or even by... And you know what, too? Sometimes I've avoided having to go through some painful things because... You know, I can learn from other people's mistakes, too. I can see other people do stuff, and I'm like, okay, you know, I was thinking or feeling the same thing, but now I know from seeing how that played out that, you know, that person was sending me, even if they didn't know about it, that person was maybe sending me a message also to, you know, the universe is, I know you were thinking it, but don't do that. This is what happened.
Yeah, the universe goes, hey, Iggy, I know you're thinking about that.
It's like I could catch somebody else's mirror out of the corner of my eye. It's like, okay.
How you like that? That was actually really good.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, I really enjoyed that. I want more of that. No, I don't like that. I don't want any more of that.
So on the fluffier side.
Okay, I'm ready for fluffy.
Although our NCAA tournament picks looked disastrous after that first day.
Adriana's going to hang up. So I all the women on our block are going to hang up. Sorry, ladies.
I want to say we were right on target with that East bracket being the chaos. We mentioned that one would be the chaos.
We sure did. I have to look at my... I'm afraid to look at my bracket, man.
I'm calling my brackets. So I have some zombie brackets. They have come back from the dead. And
yeah.
In good shape now. Yeah. Okay, that's all for the sports talk.
All right, sports talk. I don't even know. I had so much basketball this week. It was just like, blah.
Yep.
But sports is a good reflection. It kind of mirrors life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just when you think you're on top and you're ready to make a move and you're ready to like do something magical, boom, 3-point, boom, 3-point, boom, 3-point right. From the other team, and you're like, I hate when your team, like, there's another player on the other team gets hot.
Yep.
At the right time, at the wrong time for you, the right time for them, wrong time for you. It's just like, oh, really? Yeah.
There are some crazy comebacks with teams scoring the last 10 or 15 points of the game.
If it was a bad team they did that, you know, that would really bother me more. But when a good team does that because they have a chance to move forward, that's, I don't have such a bad, you know, feel about that. But it's when you have that one team that's just...
Not that good. They get hot at 1 second.
Yeah, they get hot on you.
And then they go get thumped the next game and you're...
Yes. And that was my team. But, you know, they just didn't have enough.
So we'll be... I believe you have a booth at the Gift of Light Expo the first weekend of May, May 2nd and 3rd.
Gift of Light or Universal Light?
Universal Life Expo. Spring show, yes.
Universal Light Expo, yeah. So we'll be there with Insights. We'll be there as a team and sharing our thoughts. And
we had meant to do a live show from the Gift of Light Expo. We totally...
Well, we did, but it wasn't recorded.
I guess everything we do is a live show, isn't it?
That's right.
It's a life show.
It's a life show. You got, if the cameras followed us around,
yeah,
I think we'd have a good show.
Oh, there's no doubt.
They put us all in little rooms and ask us questions. So what do you think about Iggy? I don't know.
Yeah, so we've...
He just thinks he's chief all the time.
We've already got some awesome things coming up. We got the Universal Life Expo, and I believe there might be a wedding for a member of
the Southern Tribe.
Yep. Coming up in May also.
24th.
And you got the Peru trip.
We have Ash Cave coming up as well. We have the Shaman Walks coming up. We have all your events to come up. And then Peru is coming up for those of you who want to go to Peru. That's June 29th through the July 6th. I will not be here for Confest, Hugfest, Doodah Parade. I won't be here.
You won't be here for Doodah.
You know, that would be my first time I miss all that.
Okay, well,
after
maybe...
After I organized the hug campaign. I guess you're taking my place for that. You're going to...
Am I going to be the...
You're going to be the hug leader.
The lead hugger and the...
Just keep an eye on Dave for us and... In Cameo, so they don't... And any other strange men that come into our hug circle. I'm calling
so
you guys
we'll
out right now.
To, okay, so we'll have to organize something for
I made the event, but you guys figure out what you're going to do for the doodah parade. Send me pictures and let me know what's happening.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
I'm going to hold Adriana and Cullen and
get your drummers together.
Group on that.
Yeah.
And then, we haven't even really bothered planning much, and there's already, we already got 10 big events coming up here for
Then we have the 1,000 drummers, too.
1,000 drummers.
That's a huge event coming up.
Yep. And then
there's a bunch of stuff, and there's going to be little things in between, too.
Right.
That haven't really been planned, but there will be. So I'm excited.
Yep. Come out and drum with us or hang out. We'll have lots of, maybe we'll start maybe the, for a while, and when it was warmer, we were doing the Sunday.
Sunday drums?
The Sunday once a month thing, our little group.
When we're doing the pipe ceremony.
Yeah,
we should do that, yeah. David will get onto that.
Some of those will pop up.
And then we'll probably just do some spontaneous whetstone park drive and drumming thing like we were doing last year.
Right.
We did that a little bit last year, too.
Right.
But I'm not really looking for a new venue or anything. I think Spirit wants it to go this way, for us to do more, things that we wanted to do we weren't able to do.
Something that popped into my head on the drive over here was, when you go into, on YouTube, one of the big things was flash mobs. Maybe there used to be drum mobs.
Maybe we can do some kind of drumming in the park or something.
Yeah.
Jam in the park.
We'll bring a little picnic basket and just drum outside in the park.
Maybe we can go down to the commons or something. Change venue and do something. That would be fun.
I think people would
go downtown, and just jam it up. We'd have to get their schedule figured out. It's going to come together. I didn't take it hard when my father said that we're not going to do it anymore. So I think it was just a time for opportunity.
Right.
Time for opportunity and growth.
Right. Switch. And that's to say, anytime you get too set into a routine.
Yep. Well, he actually thought we were getting drum fatigued.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, you guys are getting drum fatigued. He goes, really? I go, what do you mean drum fatigued? Well, you're almost all like committed to have to be here every week. And sometimes you don't really want to be here because there's other things you want to do too. So the passion isn't in the drumming like you want to, Except for new people that come in and, lift the vibration a little bit. But
right.
Because you're here every week, and Adriana's here every week, and, religiously,
Right.
Mary's here every week. And he my dad, he knows.
Right.
He's a shaman, too, so he picks up on everybody's energy.
He picks up stuff.
And then, people feel obligated that they have to be there, and la, la, la. So, he didn't want to create that kind of environment. So he's a wise man, and I have to take his counsel on that.
Right.
And we might be surprised.
Right. So
he's a good man.
I just acquired a couple new drums, actually.
Yeah, it's funny. You got drums, and I got no place to drum. I was just thinking about you. I thought about you the other day. Mark didn't get to drum in the restaurant until April
25th. Right. Yeah, so we'll have to grab an outdoor. There was something else coming up at the...
There probably is.
I know. There's so much...
Just look for our events stuff on Facebook.
We post stuff.
We sure do. And we do spontaneous stuff, too. We just do things out of the blue. Hey, let's go to the labyrinth.
Right.
Yeah, that was spontaneous. That wasn't even my idea.
Right.
I wasn't even invited.
I invited myself.
And then I invited everybody else. I got in trouble for it.
Right. The labyrinth is an awesome place.
And those of you who have never been to Gans Park's labyrinth, it's amazing, beautiful.
Yeah.
Totally amazing.
Like 5 minutes off of 270 at the 62 exit there at Grove City.
Yeah, so that's one place we went. And then
Shrum Mound.
Yeah, Shrum Mound's amazing place. There's a lot of other mounds. And
right.
I'm going to see if I can put a tour together for a Shrum, not a Shrum Mound, but a Mound tour and have a weekend with that.
Okay.
That'll be an exclusive Iggy production. So.
Okay.
And those who want to do that can do that. Kind of like the Peru trip. It's one of my gigs that I do outside of everybody. It's how I make my living. That's how I survive. So I pay my bills. Super important. Got to be able to do that, or you can't do the things you want to do.
Yeah. So we're also working on some high. How do I put this? some additional drumming at some expos and or other venues. So I think you can expect.
And we're working
to
on with Insights too to become more of what we want it to become.
Yep.
You're going to see more exciting new things from with Insights, you know, radio and you know the team that we've put together. And the collaboration of practitioners that work together, you know, Mark, myself, Katie, Adriana, Mary, everybody. Well, Mary's not really a practitioner, but we throw her in the mix.
Right.
But, we're all, there's some good things coming. So you stick around, people, because you're going to see some really cool stuff, and I think you're going to be excited.
You may not like everything we do, but we promise you, you're not going to get bored with us this year.
Yeah.
We have Iggy and I, and sit down and have 3-hour lunches sometimes, just brainstorming and coming out. And we've got a lot of ideas. Some of my ideas suck sometimes.
Some of them are good.
Some of them are good.
Some of the shows that are on now is because of your ideas. So you can't got to give yourself some credit there, Mark.
Okay.
It's not all my doing. It's our team effort.
Yeah.
To
so
bring
we
this,
have,
bring my vision out of the out of where it's at to progress forward.
We play very well off of each other because we have both like to think outside of the box and have lots of ideas and lots of ideas for fun stuff and promotions and for getting people together and stuff. So we will have all kinds of brand new, fresh, exciting ideas and stuff for you this year.
I didn't like your idea about the strippers. The spiritual strippers.
You didn't like that one?
I don't like that idea too much. But I just didn't think that anybody could get the visual for it.
What about that, you tip them with holy water.
Yeah, these are the kind of things we talk about.
Right, these are the kind of bad ideas that come up.
These are the bad ideas, but you have to have bad ideas to have good ideas, you know?
Yes.
You can't just, and you got to throw it all out there.
Right, because
you would be surprised.
And we don't know which of all these, these ideas are going to come to fruition. I'm pretty much the spiritual strippers won't, but out of the other ones, I cannot tell you how many
they wanted to do a show
we have in the plan. There is belly dancers and metaphysical stores and
the belly dancers are in
spontaneous radio shows in different places, and we have all kinds of crazies.
Yeah, we have some big Bigfoot hunts and stuff too, and some ghosts.
Ghost hunts, crypto. One of the biggest hot spot for Bigfoot sightings in the U.S. over the last few years is in Ohio. Yeah. I went up there last year, but it wasn't a good time of year. But that may be a spring or summer trip for us, and we have all kinds of ideas.
And these things are open for everybody to join us, to be part of. So you have to kind of get plugged in with us a little bit.
Hey, if you guys out there, if you guys have an idea, hey, shoot Iggy or myself or whatever in the Condor Eagle group or whatever. Hey, shoot us. If there's something, you guys should come to this place and drum, or you guys should, shoot us. We're open to, not saying we can do everything, but by God, we'll listen to about anything.
And I know Mark and I have been really quiet about things we've been kind of planning. So if things just pop out of the blue, it's because we've been working on it.
Right.
And not everybody's been involved in that because it's kind of one of those little secret missions.
I'm a little bit superstitious. I find when I talk too much about stuff before it's ready, that it like lets the air out of the balloon. I set stuff aside and like let it ferment and build, and then I move on to other things. But then, anything that's a good idea, I turn around and that plant has grown or whatnot. And so, those are the things that come out. But we've got a lot of ideas brewing.
Producer Mark and Producer Iggy are at work.
I'm gonna have to take over the
you're doing the production
soundboard while you're in Peru.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to teach you how to do that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to set aside a day to.
So your production team's at hand and at work. And we have great shows, that came up out of that. We have Gary, that was the think tank project that we had.
Yep.
And then we had Adriana's show. That was a think tank project that we worked on.
Don's show.
And then Don's show. Those were all think tanks, you know. And so, you know, there's more shows to come. There's
yes.
more show people inside of our group who don't really have their own personal shows, but, you know, we encourage them to, you know, think about doing it, you know, because this ship's blasting off.
Yeah. And, hey, you know, I know I've got a lot of friends out there that have blog talk radio shows, and I know it can be hard to self-promote yourself and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, there are some openings here and there for shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If anybody's interested in, you know, if you have your own show or have thought about starting one,
you can know, I tell them one thing
anything can be discussed.
Can I tell them one thing we're doing?
Yes. Oh.
Can I?
Yeah. No.
Well, you sure? I want to. Oh, please.
No.
Okay, I can't. Well, you just got to wait, folks, because Mark won't let me. So you're going to just have to tune in and keep
yes.
listening to what we're doing on the show, but I'm going to tell them. I'll keep it a secret for now. I'll keep it a secret for now. It's a big secret.
We're going to
nobody,
pop up in a
nobody
lot
has
places.
Any clue or any idea what's
no.
going on.
No, none. I'm not even sure I do.
No, you have no clue or idea what's going on. I have an idea what's going on. I know what's happening. I know what's coming up. Some magical stuff. But yeah, hang on, folks. Just when you thought you knew everything about With Insights
yep.
and Mark and Iggy and the people on this team...
You blow thought we were going to start getting boring and routine.
Yeah.
That's
going to blow your mind.
That's not going to happen.
Blow my mind.
That's not going to happen. We're going to have all of our shows. We're going to have more and more. We like having local metaphysical people on, too, but we're going to keep expanding with. I've already contacted some people outside of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
about being guests, and I will be expanding. I'm going to have people with additional top. I like having my astrology peeps on too,
mm-hmm.
but I like bringing in other people in other metaphysical areas and other topics. And I'm going to have, I've already got some of the most popular guests I've had on rescheduled, and we've got some other
yeah, you have some proper
new
guests.
Big people
mm-hmm.
coming up.
I've
and
got some shamans coming on here to be sharing their stuff with us, so it's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Hey, when I said 9 months ago, when I walked out of corporate America 8 months ago, I said, I'm just going to keep pushing boundaries until the universe tells me to stop. You know, the universe has told me to stop on one
yeah.
or two things.
Sure.
But if not, I'm just, you know, incremental growth in every area until I'm told to stop.
I have butterflies. How about you?
I do have.
I have butterflies. I mean, it's like.
I have cool. manises. I have manises in my stomach.
manises. I'll keep the butterflies. You keep the manises. No, but I have butterflies. I can feel them moving around in there.
Yes, there's.
I'm excited.
Lot of things happening.
With Insight is coming out of the cocoon. We've been fermenting and
yes.
basking, and now it's time to spread a little bit. We've always been an international show because we have people from all over, but
right.
we're
going
to be a universal, global, you know, aliens will listen to our show.
Yes. Well.
They already are.
They already have some that's on.
Yeah. So hopefully we've enticed you a little bit to keep tuning in to what we're doing because it's going to be an amazing time. Any closing thoughts?
Not just... This is a very important time period here these next few weeks. So clean out clutter, put your intent into what you really want,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you're manifesting very clearly. Tell the universe exactly what you want and leave the universe different options to provide that stuff. And, you know, it's almost... it's about time to take off and start running here shortly.
Yeah. Well, according to ColumbusGasPrices.com, gas prices are going to go up today. So if you haven't filled up your tanks, the universe is aimed, this would probably be a good time.
Filled up 2 days ago.
Okay. So with that, I want to say ho'oponopono, much love, and I hope you enjoyed everything that you were listening to today. It was a little more personal side, a little more, you know, introvert into what we were feeling in our hearts, so hopefully you resonated with that a little bit. So with that, I just say we'll see you next time.
Mekalekaho.
Mekalekahani. We're having too much fun here. I love it, though. I love it. Should I tell him? No.
Okay. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.